Yotzev in a cloud. Focus on those words. Yotzev in a cloud. Vakafa beikar. Nekemin up because of the tears. Okay. He says Yada Chazaka. Cholamale al dato. You think for a second. Shiyesh Shem Aloka is another God. You're over in a lab. Call for a week. Okay, fine. However, the question becomes, how far do you go with this? How far do you go with this? Okay. Fine. So you have to understand over here, take a look. When Rambam says the person should seek proof for Hashem's existence, not because of uncertainty, just to prove what you know already. Footnote. A valid proof might consider the possibility of an alternative solution. So what does Rambam himself says? Show me to think that God doesn't exist and nothing exists. Right? What do you mean? He said before, you're not allowed to imagine that. Right? What did he say before? He said, the cholamal al dato, so chas v'sholem is over an avera. Now he says, if you're mal al dato, so contradiction. So what's going on over here? What's the answer? The answer is, no. Just for the valid proof purpose. Not that you really think for a second, chas v'sholem is no God. Chas v'sholem to think even things with him. If a person would think that there's no God, then nothing exists. Not that you're supposed to actually chas v'chalila think that way, even for a second. Fine. It was the Rashi. This was Endershi yesterday. Remember this Rashi? See it again? Nochi said to Shammai, how many Torahs? Two. B'chsav v'alpeh. B'chsav, okay. V'alpeh, I don't believe it. Convert me, that I should just have Torahs shev b'chsav. He threw him out. Comes to Hillel. Hillel says, one day, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. You have to be Zibrayim. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Next day, Dalet Gimel Beis out. I can tell me the other way around. No, you're relying on me. Tosha, I have to also rely on me. Okay. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, you have to accept everything. So you have to throw him out. Okay. So what did Rashi do about this fellow? Samach al chachmaso shesofo shiagileno the kabbalah. Tlo dam yohol l'chutz midav arechet. Chutz midav arechet, he said before, is no good. You're not megayrim. Shlohoya kofer b'torah shabapeh, ela shlohoya ma'amen shimipiak vura. V'hilo huftach sh'achar shi'ilamdeno yismachala. He wasn't, he didn't deny it, he just had doubts. So this is what Rabbi Lamb says in his book, Faith and Doubt, that if you have doubt is okay. Doubt is okay. Okay. Now, of course, it's hard to know what you see from here. Conception we see from here that not all questionings, even expressions of denial, reflect heresy. And Shach quotes Rashi. Okay? Fine. This is what it says. As a matter of fact, we saw this yesterday also in the Rashash. Kofel omikri ala achar chakira b'chol chelke asoseh. Has he translated into English? Heretic only applies after investigation of all possibilities. But this guy did not investigate, nor was he convinced of anything. He just didn't believe. He was sure he could clarify that he will believe. That's what he says. Amazing. Gets back to Tinuk Shenishba, etc. Now, he quotes from Rav Kook. Rav Kook, when it comes to these things, is quite avant-garde. He's quite... Remember last week we spoke about Rav Kook? It wasn't last week, it was 2 weeks ago. Rav Kook, with his whole idea of development of halacha and Mashiach, so the Kana be a Sanhedrin, and things can change, and now the morality is going to change. That was quite remarkable. This is Rabbi Wiederblank's notes, but he quotes that Rav Kook much later on. He says, "This is many mainstream thinkers would not be would object to what Rav Kook has to say." He's not giving full disclosure of what Rav Wiederblank sheet says about it later on. But here's a different Rav Kook. What does he say? Afal pi she'isur gomer b'choli rahu. It's very bad. It's usher to have doubts. I feel the mission mistapeg omhara al divrei emunah shleim. Even doubts are no good. We bold it. Lamatzinu shedonu chazal din apikoras kiyem ala kofir. Then a machlit hahepech. In today's world, an atheist, not an agnostic. Never knows those words with me. I don't know. An atheist, I'm convinced there's no God. So Rav Kook wants to say a kofir, only if he's convinced, for sure. Unbelievable. Rav Kook wants, in effect, paskin, like Shitas Rashi, against the Rambam. That's the Pasha Pshat. That's what he says. Against what the Rambam said, Perish and Mishnayos. Okay, fine. Now, obviously, as we shall see in a moment, here's a translation. Okay, agnosticism, as opposed to atheism, which is intellectually implausible, and therefore malicious. Okay? Fine. Now, what about the Rambam? Chazal don't say it to doubt. Either Rambam says fakert. Well, not so pushed. Omer, ha-omer, ha-omer. He says, not the way he says it, it means he has to actually say it with his mouth. It means he holds klar. Okay? But on the end, he says, appears to Mishnayos. Yafakpek. Again, I know the Arabic, but this is the old translation, Yafakpek. Every translation is a somewhat different world, but I think it's the same thing. Okay? Look what he says. I love this. My Rabbi Rav Lichtenstein, this is the Tzadik Lebrocha. I love when he's quoted, and especially over here. Watch this. Look at it. He goes over Rav Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Lebrocha. The source of faith is faith itself. That's a pretty powerful topic. What I received from all my mentors at home or in yeshiva was the key to confronting life, particularly modern life, in all its complexity. The recognition that it's not so necessary to have all the answers as to learn to live with the questions. Wow, I like that. That's pretty beautiful. You live with the questions. That's all. Now, so far we've spent time on the Rambam, Rashi. Now there's a third man, Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. Everyone knows Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. He's a great man. Okay? Now, look at this medrash. Moshal echad she'ov mimokal lemokal. Raw bira achas dolekas. Omar, tomash ha'bira zu below manik. How can it be that there's such a huge palace with no one running it? Hey, tzitzel v'alabira. Omalo aniyu balabira. I'm the one who's running this palace. So, Avraham Avinu, he said, how can the world with no leader? Hashem appeared to him and said, I'm the one leading the world. Fascinating. Okay. Yehuda Levi says, a person believes in God solely based on philosophical proof to the personal relationship with God from the Kuzari, the God of Aristotle and the God of Avraham Avinu. If you believe God based on philosophy, that's called the God of Aristotle. But then he says, you'll never sacrifice for that which he knows to be true. He gives examples. You know, you have no relationship. You're not going to be Moser Nefesh. And this, I told you this already yesterday, briefly. The Chosid Yavetz, lived during the terrible stories of the Inquisitions in 1492. Among those who were put to the ultimate test of faith, those whose faith was rooted in a philosophical proof, it's like a tree with many branches but shallow roots, was toppled. But the faith of the ignorant, we can pass a tree with deep roots with few branches, remains steadfast. That's all. Proof does not always yield conviction. Very, very important. Okay, I'm not going into all the problem of the Kuzari, but that's a very, very important thing. Very, 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 very important thing. Okay? This is a comparison, of course, to Pirkei Avos, you know. It's Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. Yirasa Karenasa Chachmaso. Then it's the Eichos Lepagimayim. And the deep roots, and the wind comes, and you're going to withstand them. Yeah, you have a question.
I was just going to make a comment. I once had a conversation with a real nuclear physicist, a real bucky, from Princeton, and he was working on the fusion bottle, the magnetic bottle, to contain a fusion reaction. So I remarked to him, I said, how does a computer work?
Yeah.
He goes, we don't know. All we know is that it works. He then asked me, he goes, how does a radio work? So I'm telling him what I learned from my dad, bless his memory. He goes, okay, what you're telling me is that it works. You're not explaining how it works.
I hear what you're saying. I hear.
Much of science and much of our appreciation of the world is only that it works. Now you can reach the next step of saying, how can an inanimate object recognize a language? So it had to be built into the fabric of nature. It had to have somebody who made the laws. Otherwise, it wouldn't work.
Good.
Even though we don't understand how it works.
I hear. Now we have, my Rebbe would say, don't ask me why or how, ask me what. The Briskers only want to know what. But that's, he's in Yiddish, vos, nish farvos. Okay, but that's, okay. Fine. And he has over here some nice citations. This is going on the sixth of the Kuzari, right? We said it before. God of Abraham is far from that of God of Aristotle. Based on different Shemus Hashem. He quotes the Rav, Adam 1 and Adam 2. Ever never read the Lord of Man of Faith? Ever read it? Very, very good. Adam 1 and Adam 2. It's a very big yisod. What is nature? What is it? One is just like the extension of the animals. One's a completely different kind of a being. And that's the distinction. The relation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? And the first Adam is Elohim. And the second Adam is Hashem. Hashem Elohim. Okay? So Adam 1 is intellect. But Adam 2 is humble. And he has a what we call a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I wanted to point that out before I skip what the Rav has to say. Okay, now, a little further. After the Kuzari. Now it sounds. How do you have a relationship with Hashem? How? Torah, learning, what all you people do, you're learning Torah. Look what he quotes here from Rav Dessler. He says, "As alos v'emuna p'nimis bar deis amkus b'torah atzma, liba b'iyun, v'loi dei chakiros ha-sechal mufshatos," not to abstract philosophical thought. That's what he says. Tosi lachshov sheichol naasik es amuna amukletes lechakiris sichli also philosophia, and here quotes from Rabbi Chanan. He says it independently. Hare hasechel meshuchad as they come in any gears. Haratzon mates hasechel laon shuchavitz. That was yesterday's shir, right? The person, the shochad that he takes. Okay, and the person takes his mind before he's studied Torah deeply, and he bases the amuna on Kabbalah's Ovas Amunas Chachamim, and he wants his sechel should be the final arbiter. He doesn't really want to be mammon. He goes to a shofet meshuchad, a judge that you bribed. Ask him to pass him for you. Look at this now. We mentioned this from Reb Chaim, and he quoted of all people from Nachum of Breslov. Where did Reb Chaim of Brisk, of Nachum, where they meet? It has to be Mashiach side. Reb Nachman Kosa. It's exactly what Reb Chaim said, verbatim. On the chuyavnu levaris emuna seir there are seichel, as the Chovas Lava says. But the approach should not be whatever I understand, I'll accept. No, 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 no. You'll never get to the truth. You have shochat. Here's the answer. I believe in God. Now I want to understand it more. What did I say? Enkel okay. Now, Mikael O'Kane. First, I have to make a statement. I believe in God. No, I want to know how great God is and what the base of God is. All these things of this nature. And then, once again, quoting from my Rebbe Rav Aaron, who they write so beautifully, the source of faith is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Okay? What does it mean? It means, it comes from the heart. doesn't just come from the mind. That's what he's suggesting. It's very, very important. Look at this. Nothing more authentic than the accountable Hashem, our Father, our King, Avinu Malkeinu, the source and ground of all being. Nothing more sustaining, nothing more strengthening, nothing more vivifying. The Baron, the Tzaddik Yisod Olam. He saw the Kodesh Baruch Hu right in front of his eyes. Those who paid attention to the by this Levaya, he said when Rabban was taken the first time to the ambulance, what is his response? He said a few words. V'yodcha afkid ruchi padisi osi Hashem kelas. 8 words. Repeated to 8 words. He saw the Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of him. He's not going for that. This is what he learned from his rabbis. This is what he saw from growing up from his parents. That's what he says. And it goes further than that. We're going to get personal how he learned here, learned there. It's not going to go into what this is his personal stuff. You can feel free to look at it on your own. I'm going to skip a little bit because I can't do this whole thing. You end up cook again. Cook writes. Rav Cook compares knowledge arrived from the outside, cosmological proof for Hashem's existence, which a person looks outside himself and arrives in philosophical proof for Hashem's existence of Hashem. That's one. But the contrast is organic belief comes from intuition. Yashua Salev Vanatiya Hayashara. That's intuition. Which presumably comes from Kabbalah's Avos, Talmud Torah. It's not blind faith. Just take a look on the footnote. Right? As he says, you understand it, but it's coming from the inside. That's the Kuzari says. And as a matter of fact, what's better than what? Look at this. Of course, over here from the Alto Lubavitcher Rebbe. You follow the philosophy, then you have philosophical training, you'll have a greater level of emunah. But once we acknowledge that even the greatest philosopher will not understand Hashem's essence, then someone who acknowledges that he cannot truly understand Hashem has the truest knowledge of Hashem, even if they don't know any philosophy. That's what the Alter Rebbe says. It's in Parshas Kisisa. It's also from Tanya, the Perek Yudches. It's the best. Why? You know why? Because a philosopher always wants to doubt things. Look, philosopher has an advantage. The fool who lacks the ability to figure things out understands everything through faith. Things are true because they are told they're true. Period. No attempt to understand why. The nature of someone's intelligence is to withhold beliefs that they understand. Thus, concerning Hashem, we should all follow the path of fools. This is what the Alter Rebbe said. That sounds a little bit unusual. Gives you the direct quotation. Look, he's like, "Call Yisrael, I feel the notion on me. I say, 'Maminav Hashem, Shemuna, who the Malam and Adas Vasoga, Kipesi Yamin Lachol Dover, etc. Gabi Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Malam and Asechel Vadas, less Machshav and Tfisa Beiklal, Hakol Kipsoyim Eslo Yisbarach." We can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody in the world. Nobody. Therefore, such an individual is better off. He's not the kind of a philosopher who questions everything. He accepts it. You're better off that way. That's what the Alter Rebbe says. Fine. Let's go a little bit further, Rabbi Osai. Now, what about proof that God exists? Proof. You only get proofs. What are the proofs? Proof. Can you prove these days? Proof. So the Rav said, and I'm not, the Rav is a philosopher, we don't. The problem of evidence in religion will never be solved. Never be solved. He says, philosophical laws don't help anybody. They do not convince a skeptic. Why not? Because philosophical arguments don't prove that God exists. The most compelling explanation to justify existence of the world. I don't believe it, you're not going to be able to convince him. Can't help it. I, those who already believe, they don't really help it. They already understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's embrace. They're certain. You don't need it. That's what he says. Don't need it. This is what my Rebbe suggested. Interesting, interesting point of view. Now, we mentioned before the Rambam, he seemed to be saying, although we question it significantly, you have to have this philosophical bent to get Olam Haba. It's very counterintuitive. It's all non-philosophical Olam Haba. It just bothers me terribly. I can't accept it. Although I have yet to properly refute the implication to that from the Rambam's expression after he went through all the 13 Ikarim and Sanhedrin and Perish Mishnais. There is a paragraph, it sounds like it, which you saw yesterday. But we'll have to try to rebut it as time goes on.
It's also because the terms were used differently.
True, and it's all more than that.
Besides
from that, it's a translation of Arabic. There's so many translations. Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Today we have a separate discipline. Aristotle was a philosopher, but he was a scientist. He was all sorts of things.
Yeah. Okay, you're right.
So it's a completely
different word. It's true. You are correct. He quotes a Chobos HaLevavos. This is what we call a compromise view. Mi shebekoach sichlo v'akaroso laman al biru mashakibel v'ikvu melayim bo besichlo ha'atzlus v'akalus v'mistakel v'toroso hu nenash ozeh. If you have a philosophical mind and you don't use it to try to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, you're going to be punished for it. But if someone has no, that's not his cup. His cup doesn't work. He's not wired that way. That's not a philosophical mind. He's not going to be punished for not engaging in philosophy to figure out Hashem's ways. He doesn't understand it. That's all. But you are a smart person. You're mitzvah to use your brain, use your noodle. If you don't do it, you're like a mekatev mashat achayel v'arach yisbarach. Chalili, the person can be punished. Wow. This is an amazing idea of Rabbeinu Bechaya. This is a very significant idea. Chobos HaLevavos. Wow. Wow. And he wrote, what did he write in the Sefer? He wrote philosophy, Shara Yichud, nature, Shara Bechina. He doesn't know Chobos HaLevavos. And he quotes over here Rabbeinu Bechaya from the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says what? Where is this? Where is Sefer? Study of philosophy allows one to fill the mitzvahs completely. It's what we call the mitzvah and amufcha. Mitzvah chafei. Okay? Anochi Hashem alakecha. The Ram is the first mitzvah. So it's, what does he say? Should always believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists. The yiska lalas b'malas ha-chochma v'levavo yobin v'ein av yir av emovis nechtach shamun azol shememin emes u'boru yiyev shalios never built izeh. If you're a philosopher, it's mitzvah namufcha. If you're a plain Jew, don't give me philosophy. I believe in God and shalom. You are mekayem the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah min hamufcha. But what if a person has cup? He has a cup. He wants to figure something out. So he should. I think he quotes it over here from the Sefer Ikarim, if I'm not mistaken. Where's the Ikarim? Where's the Ikrim? Sefer Ikrim, it's only 5-6 words, that's all. Baal Das? I think it should be Das. Chayav Lachkar al Doso? It sounds like every person of religion should check out his religion. Maybe I have my Ikrim. I have it inside. If you look up the original, you're going to take it up. It was on the screen yesterday. Aleph Chav Dalet. Okay. Whatever he says. Now, and it's not limited to philosophers, it goes to Marsha. Sorach Leila B'mofes Yudhiya Saseh. Let's talk about everybody. Everybody. The Ramo says, it's Dutu Chakira, the Tachlis Adam, and the Shalom says, it's Tavir Leila Damadab Yudhiya Amitis, Lo Dai B'amuna Mitzad HaKabbalah. You have to have both. First, you have to have a Kabbalah from your parents, your rabbis, and you should use your own head. try to figure out for yourself. Does anybody disagree? Anybody disagree? Have you shown it? He needs both. Amud of the Kabbalah at the Mashal is the same thing. Who disagrees? Riaz. What's that? Rabbi Yishaya Achron Zokin. The Zal. Yishaya Achron Zal. The younger. Okay, the second one. He lives in the 13th century. What does he say? Piske Riaz. An Adaf. V'chein tziva later up in Shem Neviyim Alam Shem 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 Just don't ask any questions. You believe in Hashem. I think most people follow the Riyas. You know, squatted in many Chochmas Levavos and the Ikrim and the Rama for sure, which is to do in philosophy. Most people not doing philosophy are just relying on this Riyas. Not only that, but Rabbi Chanan says, this I can show you in the Hebrew. You haven't seen it in Hebrew yet. I hope I can show it to you. This is Rabbi Chanan writes this way. As we shall see momentarily. The last piece, the famous Tshuva to Rabbi Schwab. Famous Tshuva. Doesn't say who? If you look at Rabbi Schwab's Sefer on Chumash, Parshas Achimos, you will see that he got letters from Gedolim. This is Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Ber, and Rabbi Bloch from Tells. And the Rogachov, who? He never printed them. Because he said, you read it in the Sefer Chumash. He went to Lazy Little Finkel, where she was near. He told him, watch out, be careful. He also went maybe to Reb Chaim Oris and said, watch out for the cover of Rav Hirsch, don't print it. He never printed it. Schwab never printed the letter. Others printed it. Rav Chana printed it in his Sefer. He wrote it, he can print it. Rav Baruch Bear printed it in his Sefer. But he writes, I need a snapshot out there. I never printed it. This is in. Let's take a look over here. Look at this, something amazing. Unbelievable, he says. In the machlokes, should we do philosophy? You're right. Chovas Halevavos. It's a mitzvah. And others say no. Lemaisa Zakra Machon Nachidish Nifla Venora Admod. Ein Lanu. Watch this. And it's lame. Shum nafkamina me'amachlokazu. Kedav a poshut. Kigam l'dasa matirin. Ein ahet al hecha shloshir chazeka. Hanuk banashin shemilu kreisim bebosu b'yayin ramu. So we saw yesterday. Shei rosin kodem su chokmosa. Shekol aruchal sheba olo lo yazizim b'mkoma. Ve'elo amru. Shemitzo lehen levar amun ade hachakira. Avalo banashin kuchus erach kamonu. Asher asakona atzuma lintos v'litos. The Pashup Shat, any of the people that he seems to be quoting over here, gotta be honest with you. Not the Pashup Shat. Aye, this is Sakana. It was always a Sakana. Always a Sakana. Nonetheless, they didn't say only a Boki B'Shas should be Choker. Quite that. Didn't say it. I thought Pashup Shat, there was always a Machloikas in this matter. And he quotes something which is fascinating, a shot over here. Go back to this where we came from. This is the same quote that we just saw. Said the Rav said in the post-Kantian world, proofs no longer make sense that a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists. I don't want to get involved in this philosophy. It's a little bit higher than me. So the Pashat to me, it seems, against Rav Chanan. There was always a machlekes. There was always a machlok, should you or shouldn't you? Always. People always argue, well, is it kedai, is it not kedai? Quotes over here something amazing. Look. What does it say over here? What's a moon? What does the Sefer Chinuch writing over here? The truth is that God exists. It's impossible to think otherwise. And if he doesn't understand, I believe it in my heart. I don't care if you're going to kill me, I'm not going to change this. Finished. I believe it. And if you'll understand this, Chmala Zachachma, Ulevav and Yavin, is a mitzvah and a mufcha we said before. This is the Sefer Chinuch is saying. It's very, very important. Very important. Now, it's interesting. Quotes over here from. This is the Noda Behuda, Slach. What does it say over there? Minu b'nechem and ha'igoyen. Gemara in Masechta Brachos. Chav Zayin b'beis. What does it mean? What does ha'igoyen mean? Logic. Logic. It says, philosophy or lokis, right? Philosophy of God. No! Stay away from philosophy. So you have your intellectual excitement from the shiur. You'll hear Daniel, that, right? That's what he'll say. Stay away from the other philosophers. Just, that's what he says. Pshat. Now, does everyone agree with that? Logic means logic. We, for us, Hagoyim means logic. Number one, others say it means Tanakh. Rashi says Pshat. Number two, is it forever? There's a Chuvus HaRashba. Can you find it for me? No philosophy until 30. Why? Because before a person turns 30, he's not a Yushuv. We've seen in life, people go, they're crazy. They look at the crazy things. Once you turn 30, you're ready to settle down a little bit, then philosophy is not as dangerous. That's a very important yisod, which I think emerges from this whole discussion. Okay. Fine. These ideas of different kinds of people, some philosophically oriented and some not, is commented upon by the Rambam. Let's find the Rambam, okay? The Rambam discusses this, the Farish in the Morning Bukhim. Not here yet. There we go. The Rambam is to be found in Chela Gimel. Towards the end. Nunal. It's all part of this already yesterday. What does he say? You need certain things to get things rolling. You have to have it, no question about it. But there are different kinds of people. It's a mushel, famous mushel of a palace. Mushel. Some are out of the country. Some want to come to the palace. So those who want to come to the house, the palace, they go around and around looking for a gate. Some go straight into a hall. It's a funny mushroom. Once he gets into the house, then you want to actually stand in front of the king proper, right? Close to him, as close as you can. What's this mushroom? What does it stand for? What does it stand for? Says the Rambam. That's not making mushroom like nothing. Chutz to Medina. Yeah, most people don't have any religion. They're not religious. Turks. Kushim. Forget about it. I'm sorry to say it's not politically correct, but this is what the Rambam says. People aren't afraid to call people names. Not politically correct, he says. It's worse than Adam, but Lamal Manakof. talking about evolutionary choice. Yes. Okay. But they look like a person. They understand more than a monkey. Fine. That's the people not they're out of the country. They're not even here. Next step. They're in the country, but they're back into the palace. They're Bala Emunavi, they have the ability, the philosophical ability, but they have wrong positions. Wrong positions. Either on their own, they heard from others who made mistakes. It's terrible. They're very far from the palace. They're worse than the first group. They're worse, much worse than the first group. They're going to go off to a different place completely. Terrible. Then you have those who come to the palace. Watch this. Oh. They come to the house, they go around. These are Talmudim, Talmud Jews. They believe the proper beliefs only in Pi Kabbalah. They never sat down with a philosophy book. They just believe in Pi Kabbalah, and that's a higher notch. Fine. We keep going up more and more notches. Fine. These individuals, we said before, who make mistakes, amazing. What's going to happen, he says? The Farish is going to happen. He says, in some situations, you have to kill him. Kill the ploy. In Meir v'yatzorach with Sasa eaten the harbam. You have no choice. Why? Shelo yat uzulosim. It's like in a yeshiva. You don't throw him out of yeshiva. Unless he's bringing others down. But now, this guy, if he's going to bring others down, you have to get rid of him. That's what the Chazanish writes. That Moridim and Lomarim no longer applies to Zmanazah. Only applied at a time when 99% of people were from. There's one bad weed. Get rid of it. Today, the majority aren't from. You try to start throwing on tactics against the majority of Klal Yisrael. It's ridiculous and a backfire. That's what the Chazanish says. The whole Moridim is off the. Forget it. It doesn't exist anymore nowadays. Just keep that in mind. I don't know how so much misinterpret me. But the Moridim applies does not apply. Forget it. Absolutely forget it. Okay, let's go further, a little bit further. As a matter of fact, once we're here already, let's take up the famous Rambam. Rambam right over here. We'll have to come back to this. Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim. Wonder what kind of girsa they have over here. There's a new girsa in most that are in the Franklin Rambam, which used to be non-existent. Curious if they have it or not. Makes all the difference in the world. Left out. The old Rambam, the Vilna Rambam. After saying all this about Tina Shanishba, he says, should bring back the Shalom. It's in the Torah, fine. Then he adds three words, which are not found in the regular editions. What does he say? Four words. Lo yamar adam lahorga. You don't kill him right away, but in theory, not today's work of Chazanish. In theory, you'd be more reading. Okay, fine. So again, you have Amaratzin, then you have Tamei Nechama who believed there are Kabbalah we saw. Then you have the fifth level, back to the Rambam in the Torah. The fifth level, Rabbi Osai. What does that mean? Someone actually goes into the palace. In the hallway. The highest level is someone who gets into the palace proper, where the king sits. So he says, over here, there's the Rambam, they're different Madragas. Different Madragas. Okay? Those who's yet. Watch. Should we say before? That. Lo Chokub Haklal Emes Amuna. Okay? They came into the prozdor. They're in the palace, but they're in the prozdor. Who goes into the actual room where the king is? Only if you're a philosopher. Ata kolosh disasik bechokmos al limudios of Ablecha Saigoyen ata mikata mishalchim sabav abayis levaka shashar. Okay? And if it's been done with Bachutz, he's not thinking these proper thoughts. Shatav and Ayanamativim, nature, That's the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisodei Torah in Perek Aleph. You're already in the hallway. Kshetashim ativios v'tavon halokios. Kfonechnastal ima melech alachot shapnimis. Ima b'vayis echon. Tzuyum adreis hachachomim. The highest madrig, you know? Not quite the highest. Ava mishi yosim kol machshavto. Achashtemus v'elokios. V'unote kulo al Hashem Yisaleh. I think about nothing else. Okay. And it goes to other examples. Wow. His chazek asechel akenizbatel kol koach ab shebeguf. All the junk that goes into your head, into your stomach. Don't think about these things. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. That's the highest possible level. The highest possible level. According to the Rambam. And now, he says over here, and in many other places, it's in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Abba of the Fiyadeya. The more you understand about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater the love you have for Him. And now, where do you do this? Watch. Rabbi Moshe says we have to do a little tshuva according to this. Look what he says. Look what he says over here. It's such an important thing. Watch. Trying to find it a little before. Where do you get it from? Yodat Hayom HaShem Osel Lovecha Duki Hashem Olokim. It's the highest possible level. Oh, watch this. He says, you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yishulam Ayarov Bibdidus Uvispardus Uvipnezeh Yirbe Kolchosa Lihiporeg Lizbodeh Vlo Yischabrem Odom Rak Letzorach HaKrei. He's gone. Man's a social animal. Not if he's in the Rambam's book. He shouldn't be. Should sit in his bodiness, in his chair, in his house, in his smedish, think about HaKadosh Baruch. That's what you should do in life. Think. And that Rambam was a big intellectual. That's what he has over here in the Mor Nebuchim Chele Gimel Perek Mem Aleph. That's what you should try to do. Listen, you have to eat.
He has an earlier step, though. It's you have to recognize the majesty of the Torah.
100%.
And therefore come to recognize.
100%. You're 100%. Watch this, he says. Unbelievable. I'm sorry to say that we're all guilty. I'm guilty. Listen. When you are, how smart you are, in Chokhmah Talukis, Shetif the Machshav Tchal the Machal, sorry, you have to eat, I have to go buy tomatoes. Well, the Eitzel, I've got to buy stocks. For Pasakta, Dibuk, Ahu Hashem, Ben Chol, Ben Hashem, Yisbarach. Ve'ein Chayimo, Oz, Ve'cheinu, Ein Eimcho. Ki Ayachas, Ahu, that's why Hasidim would be so careful that you should think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. On very many parochos and many places, but they can see us, but it says Shivisi Hashem and Nagi Tamid. Or in the Umbud and the Bima, this is the Pasuk which of course the Pasuk can tell him. But the Rambam is the one who made it very popular more than before. It's very, very important. Look what he says. Amazing. Musa for you and me. Eini mefana machshavti mimeno. He's be meaning. It's like my right hand. I can fit my right hand. Never lo ever. Watch this. All the mice and mitzvah. Kriyas HaTorah, Tefillah, Shar Mitzvahs. Ein tachlis kavanosim. Rak lislamed ulisatik mitzvah Hashem Yishbarach. Ulipanis meizke olam. Kilo ator sakta bo yisala b'talat b'davu losim. You do a mitzvah. You're apprehending Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the highest level. And everything else is out. But, as I'm afraid, I want to plead guilty over here. I have to clap al-chet as I read it to you, because I don't want to say that people should think I'm bored than I am. Avo, im tispala b'hanos v'sechel, u'pun p'nolech ala koysel, even the koysel. This came from there. The koysel. They say a guy, someone says, you were in shul, where were you? I died by the coastal. He meant his coastal in his living room. I died by the coastal. or maybe the kaisel and shul. But whatever kaisel you damage, more than brachos was looked at first the kaisel. And what happened? He spied a kaisel mamish. Right? And what happens? What happens? He says every word. Right? At the choshev b'mekachu memka. You're thinking about business. I'm not a business now, but business doesn't mean business. What you're doing, what do you have to do today? I have to go there, I have to go here. Oi. Tikra Torabul Shoncha, you're learning a Gemara. Belibcha Bebinyan Beisacha, you're thinking about building a house. Believe a chinam b'mashet tikra, you don't even know what you're saying. Nothing. You know what you're doing. You know, you got on the tachlis. All right, your karav. Your karav, okay, listen. But karav at the b'piyam v'rocha mikil yoseyam. No, you're not right. You're not right. You should focus all the time on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And your mind should always be focused on that. But what he says over here, Tag latzcha liyos mishtavah, ponim le'ol ponim b'chomash t'kriyo mishum, mishadim e'neviyin, all the brachas, what should you think about this? Whatever you do, no matter what, whatever you do, always think about it. You're eating, you're drinking, you're in the bathhouse, you're talking to your wife, your kids, or to some people. A lot of time, think about what you have to think about. Think of what you have to think about. That's, you have to take care of what you have to take care of. You need money to pay for the bills. You have to take a shower. You have to take care of your body. Beis maisa avodos satorios. Lo tajin makshavcho el b'mash hata osa kamosha b'yarnu. Period. And what if you're sleeping in bed? You just woke up. Oh, that's a very important time. Think. Intellectual thoughts come close to Hashem. Don't waste your time with silliness. Imagining crazy things that people do. That's the whole Nakuda of us. This is the same of the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. This is critical. Rambam is a frumayid. I have to use your brains for good things. For good things. It's an important idea. And they say, if you fulfill the Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Tomit, if you really fulfill that, then you're going to be saved from all bad things. So he says, watch this. Kol mi shetimtziu ro meiros olam, yeah, b'sheshitchahi. But if you are thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu all the time, no bad can befall you. What he says? Nothing bad can happen. Nothing. Nothing. Kiddush Nerev and Nerev, that's what he says. You see a few places where he says, suggests it. Unbelievable. Unreal. Just think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's all. You're guaranteed. Guaranteed nothing's going to bother you. The story is told about the Brisker Rav. He's running away from Europe with his kids. He had a Kabbalah from Chaim Volozhiner. Same idea. Just think all the time, Ein Od Mulvado. Nothing else. Ein Od Mulvado. No matter what. The story is told, they got through, the Germans didn't see them. They just looked right past them. All of a sudden, there's a sakana. So Belva said to his kids, someone's thinking something else. Somebody got off message. They focused again and they got out. That's what they say, brisker mifus. Based on the Rambam. Everything brisker based on the Rambam. It's also Rambam. That's what they say. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's just an amazing level. Yeah, I'm listening.
There's an interesting study done by Dr. Damasio. It's called Descartes' Error. Mm-hmm. Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. And he denied that. Why? He dealt with a patient who had a piece of rebar that pierced his brain. And wiped out the part of the brain that's the instinctual part of the brain, and it left only the higher thinking parts, the cognitive parts. So he thought, oh, he has the perfect person to talk to, because he no longer has the instinct of a Bahima, he has only an intellectual brain. So what he found is the guy couldn't make up his mind. He would say on the one hand, on the other hand, he'd never come to a conclusion. So what he rationalized was the people really follow their instincts, and the higher functions of the brain just rationalize their own behavior. So really, the rational part of the brain is our worst enemy. What is the answer to it? Habitualized behavior. If you habituate yourself by doing the mitzvahs or reciting something that's negative, the rational mind, that's how you become a good person, because the rational mind
is. I agree with this person. Chochma b'goyim tam. This is 9, okay? From 9 he goes over here to 13. So he skips a lot. Maybe he can get me the 10, 11, and 12. I don't mean this minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I need 10, 11, and 12.
Okay.
All right, so we'll skip the things that are over here because I want to get 10, 11, and 12. We'll go right there. Okay, this, and free will we're not going to be discussing because it's too philosophical. Too philosophical.
Sid has a very good perspective on this. He talks about Schar Mitzvah. He said, why Schar Mitzvah and other mitzvah? He goes, because we're Ramin or Rav, we wouldn't do mitzvahs. It's only because of Siyata Deshmaya that we actually do a mitzvah. So the first time you do a mitzvah, you don't get a big schar because God did it for you. It's only when you do mitzvahs many times and habituate yourself to do mitzvahs that you're entitled to schar.
I see. Free will, which I'm not going into. I see what's happening. I went the wrong way? Going back?
Yeah, I was going the wrong way.
Go away.
Rabbi can just pull that down. It doesn't go all the way down.
Which way am I going?
Now Rabbi's going down. See that? There's a small little bar. So when Rabbi goes below it, it goes down. When Rabbi's above it, it goes up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so bad. I went the wrong way for this whole time. Ridiculous. I'm sorry wasting your time. I apologize. Too far. 34. How does that happen? Move up. What? 7. Whoa, we're missing it again. Was it from 17 to 24?
Okay.
I didn't realize
that.
That's another thing I missed.
So
okay, good. Not a problem. 12. No problem. No problem. I have much to talk about. We'll just leave that out so you can get it for me. Okay, so you get it for me at a different time. Good. Let's discuss a number of other sources. Sorry for this beautiful piece. Okay. Rabosai. There are a number of seeming contradictions, as I told you about it when I spoke about it before. In some places, it's Chazar again. In some places, the Rambam seems to be saying that Olam Habah depends exclusively upon intellectual perfection. In other places, it says the reverse. So the philosophers, such as Professor Kellner, in his book, Must a Jew Believe Anything, says, really, it all depends upon philosophical apprehension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. And any other place where Rambam tells you differently, he's lying to you. Don't feel bad. He said that the Torah lies. It's called necessary beliefs. I don't believe that. The Mechila told Professor Kellner, I don't believe it. If you don't believe it, how do you understand it? Well, number one, as we saw yesterday, even the last parent and Maranavuchim, we talk about the intellectual perfection, has to be though, see. But it doesn't end there, the pasuk. What do you need? Stok HaChesed and the Mishpat. That's number one. But there's some other sources, which we saw in Rambam. None of them, one is in Hilchos Tshuva, right? And then, even in Perek Chelek, he says that what? You need Kiyum HaMitzvos HaLeilu. And a few other Rambams in the Pirush HaMishnayos I want to show you. Is it on the Rambam HaKomos? You have the Rambam HaKomos? I don't even have them myself. I never got a hard copy. Maybe tomorrow you get me one. You guys are all online. We're in Bar Ilan here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go to Pirush HaMishnayos. A few places.
I have the Rambam HaKomos.
Okay. Where's Mishnayos? The first year Mishnah? So Rambam. So what, aside from we saw Sanhedrin, there's one in Makkos. In Makkos, Perek Gimel. The Rambam discussed at the end of Masechta Makkos. Watch this. Look carefully. The last Rambam, Mishnah in Makkos. What does he say? Im kiyem adem mitzvah mishlosh esrei sheshmes, mitzvah koroi v'chogen, lo shidaf imam meterah v'meterah salon azel klam, and I saw the Shmo Mi'av Mishbelcha, who Zochav Olachayel Amabo. Whoa! What are you telling me? Only intellectual perfection. Rabbi Beferish, you do a mitzvah properly. You Zochav Olachayel Amabo. Finished. Done. Chananya says, "We be a mitzvah. Rata Kadosh Baruch Hu Zakas as Yisrael. You do one of them, you do completely. One of them." And Rabbi Chananya been trying to say, "Olachayel Amabo." They said, "Yes. Why? Because you did stuck." What about the Rambam's intellectual perfection? He has no intellectual at all. He just doesn't say you have stuck. There's no intellect. It's just philosophical. Clore against what the simple read of the Rambam in the Masechta Sanhedrin is. This is coming right after us. Makkos is right after Sanhedrin. So he says
he does the mitzvah Lishmo.
Okay. Okay.
So that means.
It doesn't mean no Aristotle to be able to fulfill that level. Sorry. Not Aristotle. Have to have that level. Okay? And he says in Hilchos Tshuva, we saw it already before, I'm not going to see it again. And then he has the famous Din, Kol Yisrael Shel Chol Mabo, only philosophers. Right? And he says the paradise is only for certain people, and you shouldn't go in there. So therefore, I saw the Netziv, which is quoted. Let's talk to the Netziv and his Tshuvas. Shut. Should work. Meishiv Dover of the Nesiv. So Meishiv Dover Abosai, Chela Gimel. Look what the Nesiv writes. Amazing story. A guy sold. He writes to Tveria, man from Valoshin. Guy sold his Olam Haba. Yeah, he's going to learn somewhere. Crazy. Is the sale valid or sale not valid? Okay. Where is it? No, it's not. Where is it? What's the Rambam HaKomos saying? Yeah, what's it saying on the sheet? It's a paragraph. Hine. So that's what I think of Hine. He says, Psachim. Okay. One second. Oh. Matl malayg le kishot tamat chocham zocha v'yoshi v'shiva shomal ki b'tzela chocham v'tzela kesef. Rabbi Chalap Shlita, one of the old dinners 30 years ago, it was two deities. One all the Rosh Hashivas, one all the Gevirim. Oh, b'tzela chocham v'tzela kesef. He made a whole spiel that they say, get out, they'll get all of that. He made it. That was a speech. Okay. Wait a minute. That doesn't even belong. What's the word shot over here?
Gives him inspiration.
Oh. Im she'ein lanu musug, says the Netziv, b'tanug al mabo, he gives a mashal. Mashal. One is a person fixed up something in the country, and the king will give him a reward. And the second, the person is a warrior, so he promotes him. Not the same thing? The first one, anyone can get it. Second one, not everyone can get it. You have to be an expert to be a Sartsova. Who knows? We have to do. Another Persian can't get it. He sits there, and if he sits there, he'll be embarrassed. Who can get schar there? Someone followed what the king said. Oh. So to over here. What's the nimsha? Look what he says. Somebody else. One second. Let's see the nimshel better. Schar mitzvahs, who can schus ish medini, because Yisrael yacholin lekabla. Again, it's an original example. Okay, anybody can get a certain amount of covet. Follow what the king says. But schar Torah, who yoshiv yeshiva shomala b'shena roar lekach, eno emshel lekabla zolim urchay. It's impossible. So what does Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Matzal olavod b'chayev is a koach limud. Ashla yizba kolon, won't be embarrassed. That's the answer. How matel playa the kishtam chavim? You know it's not a tam chavim. Zoche v'yoshiv v'shiva shemala. Kadosh Baruch will give you some kind of way to get in there even if you didn't learn. That's what the Netziv says. What's the Netziv saying? Rabbi said there are two ways to get this higher level. One is by deserving it, because you're a Talmud Chacham, so when you get up there to the Yeshiva Shema, you'll know what they're talking about, the Rambam and the Raivin and the Ktsos and the Nesivis and the Reb Chaim and the Kivegan, you'll understand. Another guy, he says, I never learned this. Afal Piken, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will somehow give him a way that he should be up there and enjoy what's going on there, even though that's what the Nesiv says.
He goes on to say he also reduces the guy he supported a little so he can be chavusim.
Okay, you're right.
He has a balance.
Okay. So Rabosai, a Talmud Chacham will understand this with Teva. A Baal Mitzvahs will get it as Schar, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu will reward him. That being the case, all we said about in the Rambam, you have to have Moskolos, that's the key thing. That's for the ones with Teva. That's natural outgrowth of the intellectual contemplation of this world. But there's an additional way. What's that? On above schar, depends upon your meisim. Oh, that's very nice, but how will it explain the Rav Kuf Yud Amud Beis? Even a tinok, a baby, gets olam haba. He has no mitzvahs, he has no Torah, nothing. The answer has to be as follows. I want to emphasize this now at the last part of the Shia. Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek le'olam haba. Every single time that the Rambam says you have no chelek le'olam haba, he says the same phrase. Yotza Miklal Yisrael, in Yad HaChazaka, in Perish HaMishnayis, everywhere. You'll see every time. Because if you're in Klal Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Yesh L'Mchelek Olam Haba. Period. That's it. You have a chelek. You can blow it. Okay, so it's a lav daka schar than it's it. It means that's a default position. Now, when it says Elochel Olam Haba, means you don't have both. Okay, so what does that mean? So if you believe God is a body, according to the Rambam, it's your fault. We discussed it yesterday. You should have asked people who are wiser than you. You should have looked at Unkelus. Your fault. You lose everything. But if you're a Tinoch Ben Yomo, nothing's your fault. You died at age one day, so you can't get this Olam Haba of deserved Olam Haba, which you acquired by your mitzvahs, by your Torah, but you have the default position. By default, every year there's a chelek haba, including a baby who died at age of one day. No. So what about Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim said, again, as I told you, he's quoted differently by different people. This is the Rabbi Chanan, the way he quotes Reb Chaim. I have it here again in Kovetz Ma'amorim. Name Reb Chaim like this. B'kfilo shayach shogeg. In this new edition, it's page Yud Aleph. I asked you, it's called Shibush Bedeos. It's number, Kovas on number three. You have the old edition, you'll see it's a different page. Okay? But it's the third one. Mikol Eino Manin. You're not B'chlai Yisrael. Again, the same phrase. Anebe Chapakar Zerchan Apakars. Okay, fine. So that's what the Rebbe Chana quotes from Reb Chaim. Okay, what's Pshat? As he said earlier, that if a person thinks straight, he'll understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. If you don't, because you want the Hatman arise with Farhesia, knowingly or subconsciously. Oh. Oh! But then he said like this, even though you're a Shigova, you think this way, it's your fault, because you have these types. Aval ha'omer mutu la'ala v'odazara, hu shogeg, hu potem imisa, kemen she'sobar, she'oseh b'rishus ha'torah. The Rambam holds that a person makes a mistake and thinks God is a body. It's not b'pnei ha'godos, as the Rambam said. Ki ilu ha'yosar dat, an tzlula lo ha'yu ha'godos matos ha'som. Ha'yu motzim derach li'ashin d'ri ha'godos, shlo ha'yu neged ha'das. Rambam has this very high level of understanding, which everybody seems to be able to have. And if you don't, and therefore it's your fault that you didn't exercise your proper judgment. But if in fact you really... really, because of the Agadot, if that was really the truth, then you would have all the Mabot according to the Rambam. It's a very reduced version of Reb Chaim, as opposed to those who read Reb Chaim as well as the Nevuchim sounds, that you absolutely have to have intellectual perfection, obviously you know all the Mabot. I said, no, the Rambam didn't say that, Reb Chaim didn't say that. No. 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 What happened when there was no Unglus? There's no cup with no Unglus. So that's not its fault. I remember the Rambam that you should listen to Bali Emunah Amitiyim. Get an impression that the Bali Emunah Amitiyim did not publicize their views at the time of Tanakh, because we saw in Rambam Yassim Bar Nebuchadnezzar, people were not able at that time to understand abstractions. They understood that a God even had a physical body, or a God that has certain Torah Chayuv attributes, and that's it. At that point in time, the person would get it all on my bar. And again, in Pirush Mishnayos, Yotzim in a cloud. That's what we do on my book. Because the call Yisrael. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. In the Iko Yud Beis, this, I'll open up. You want to see it here? No one has a Gemara. Okay, we'll see it here. Where's Pirush Mishnayos? It's in Makkos. I want Sanhedrin. If I go up, I guess that heaven. No, I can't get it. I have to go back to the rhythm. Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. Where are we going to find this again? Out of the Sanhedrin. Okay. Okay, here's the introduction of the Rambam to Perek Chelek. We never read the 13 principles themselves. We're not going to read all three now, all 13 either, but number 12. Look what he says. Yemos HaMashiach. Okay, watch this. Oh, by the way, it's not enough to know that Mashiach is coming, to believe that Mashiach is coming. You have to wait for Mashiach to come. The Rambam says it Beferish. It's not only it's in the Ani Imam, it's in the Rambam Beferish. Look what he says. You have to do this. Mishnah's topic bow, watch this. Oh, zilzel be in yono. How is the makish is a Torah shifticho bo? The Pharisee of Parshas Bilam at the Mitzvah. Period. So you're a makish and a mezalzel. Then you lose your Olam Habo. Otherwise not. That's what he says. That's what he says. And over there, Rabbi Shogeg would get Olam Habo. So what's Rambam, that's what Rabbi Chanan just said. So what's an Apokaris? Take a look at an Apokaris. What's an Apokaris? That's found at the beginning. What's an Apokaris? Tell you what an Apokaris is. Look what he says in Apocalypsis. Are we going the wrong way? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm curious what Schnaz about there. Where? Number 7. No, I can't find it. Before? You go back and forth. Apikaris. Hakola vazilzel b'toch ha-me'atorah. That's all. You're mezalzel. You're a maker. You don't give them any respect. That's what's called an apikaris. That's called an apikaris. And therefore, writes the Rambam, is a borrowed term. Which not everyone is called an apokos, it's really an apokos. But the fundamental point of it is you don't believe in something out of zilzul and hakala, not because you're an omer mutter and drushes of psukim. That's the pshat in this Rambam. Okay? I think I have the proper amunah. No. It's yet another Rambam. Also in Pirish Mishnayis, also that I ask you to see. As in Chulin. As in Chulin. Watch.
Whoa.
What's this? A min. Who's a min? Who's a min? He can't shift. Hey, my kofi mi Yisro. Behem, watch this. Bnei Adam, asher timtamo hasichlus es sichlam. Silliness. I don't know what word to use. Timtam. Blocked. They're stuffed up their brains. Vech, here's a key. Rabbi Chanan is right. Vech shiku hatavos es nafsham. Their desires darken their souls. Who pick between by Torah and Neviim by Leim Hashem? We talk sichlusam. Who machishem as Neviim by Hashem lemidia? The ozim as Hamitzvah shem zilzul. Vakat azul. Watch this. Katsha Yeshua Hanotzri. Have you ever heard him? Yeah. The Rambam is the Rambam. In Yad HaChazon, and he was censored out. He made it Hilchos Malachim, but not in the old editions. The new editions, he's there, absolutely, he's there big time. Okay, we'll see that as we get along. Okay? And he keeps mentioning Elo Chelek Lamavah together with Moridin. Right? And therefore, you left Klal Yisrael. I want to know if I can find the Farshim on the Mishnayos. Have to help me if I can get this. If I can find it there. Where's Mishnayos? Question Mishnah. Nah, look for the Maral. On Derech, the Maral Derech Chaim won't be here. Oh yeah. Sifrei Machshava. Where's that? Sifrei Maral. Oh, there's the whole thing. Yes. Look at that. Wow, fantastic. Derechaim. So the Derechaim Rebbe says, the Helig of Marami Prague says as follows. Says Akdama. No. Okay. It's not here. Here we go. Kol Yisrael. Right? This is a minute. Why do we say this? Why? Why? Look what he says. Look what he started. He started Yesh Lem Chelek. Then he mentioned Ein Lem Chelek. Why the other way around? It would be mashma shemhoyal lo lezeh she'ama ein lo tov min ha'shamayim v'chaver she'amitzis ha'machvim l'zchus ad shirubo v'zchuyos v'yelochel al mavo. Because you would have thought, no, No, it's not true. What's the lumbus over here? Look what he writes. Kol Yisrael. What does that mean? Meshiyesh aleim shem Yisrael. We call the Yisrael Gadol Abba. Kol Yisrael Gadol Abba. Kol Seif al Eilu she'ein lem chelek li'ol Abba. Ki kol kach godol rishu shel Eilu. Ad she'ein lem bichlal Yisrael nechshavim. Ven aleim shem Yisrael. Otsu ben haklal she'ein lem chelem Abba. Afilu yesh imoem. Mitzvah samas and tovim. Har ben lem chelem Abba. To yotsu bichlal Yisrael. Period. This is the Yisrael we see time and time again. If you're part of Klal Yisrael, you're at Olam Haba. It's a default position. It's a default position. That's all. That's how it is. It's yours to lose, as we say.
Well, moral comes from the perspective, though, that the Torah could only be given to Am Yisrael.
Okay.
That it couldn't go to an individual. So it's no longer a concept of individuality. It's you being part of the Am. Therefore, you're part of the Torah.
Correct. And that's where you get Olam Haba. Because anyone who's part of Klal Yisrael gets it. And if you're not part of Klal Yisrael, how do you get out of Klal Yisrael? Going against, this is my main point as we go forward, not today, the consensus of what's proper Emunah. Go out of the consensus, you're out. Otherwise, you're in. And that consensus can change. I want to give a call out to a beautiful article I started reading. Actually, I finished reading. About can be a psak in Emunah, Yikari Emunah. But I'm holding up Matt's article. I don't want to talk to that. I want to see the other articles, which you referred to. I haven't seen them yet. Still left at home. Rabbi Lef and Professor Shapiro responds him. And Rabbi Student. That's it, those three?
I think so.
Okay, those three. Rabbi Student I saw already. I told him I see by tomorrow morning. You can come try. I'll try to come here somewhat. I think first thing. And I want to look at it before Shia. The Shia tomorrow may be a little bit off. I'll have to drive from himself to the airport. But it'll be the same general range, but maybe a little. I'll let you know more precisely. When you give out the other things, you'll, you have to first get those missing chapters. Rabbi Lee's back. Mm-hmm. Give that out also.
If you let.
Yeah. It's on the screen.
No, for the screen, no problem.
So get it.
Send it out to everyone. I'm not sure.
So get it for the screen. Hey, all right. Send it out for the screen. Fine. This is what the Maharal says. And that's why he says you have to be part of Klal Yisrael. So every time, if you're mefak break, yotzim in a klal, and nechus mamrim ainah b'klal Yisrael, and the vodazara ainah ki Yisrael, and nechus shchina is like a goy. Otherwise, you get ziv hashchina. That's all. It's yours to lose. One final nakuda, as far as Reb Chaim is concerned. Reb Chaim. The big question with Father Reb Chaim was, why are there 13 ikrim? What's unique about them? Now, Barbara Nell was, what's the question? Why? So the answer Reb Chaim seems to have given is, if you don't know about anything else in the Torah, you're an Amoritz. You don't know Olam Haba. If you don't know these 13, lose Olam Haba. Even if it's not your fault, it seems to go with that mahalach. If to build your own Olam Haba and you didn't do it. Even if it's not your fault, you can't get it. Oh. That's a Chaim Badeva Chapakaris. However, Rabbi Osai, in the Ma'amar Tchias HaMesim, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds that the reason he made these 13 is for a simple claim reason. Maybe tomorrow you put it on the board, you find it in Tchias HaMesim. I have it at home. That these 13 things are important. They're important. That's all. They're important. They don't have to be unique. They have a different status. He said, I wrote these two things because the people are getting confused about them. I want to get it right. So I wrote it. Not fundamentally different than anything else. And therefore, like anything else, no difference. If you're a shogeg, you didn't go to Klal Yisrael. And you deny a complete mitzvah lahakas, lose Olam Haba. And this could be pshat, Rabbo said, even within the Rambam Shita. That's how the Ikrim seems to learn the Rambam. Abba Benel, famously, learned in the Rambam. Do we have Abba Benel here? Do we have him here? Is he? No. Abba Benel's not here, am I correct? Okay, that's what he says. So these are some of the fundamentals of both that we have to talk about. Mitzvah, I want to discuss more about the Psak, but I'm holding off because I just want to show you what a beautiful piece that Matt wrote. I have it over here. I read it more than once. Psak 1, Psak 2, Psak 3. And it's a question what the Rambam holds, what the Ran holds. The Rosh Hashanah is a very important point over here. And it's how many pages is this? 30 pages? A lot. You have all kinds of things. I wanted to show one the Gemara which I was unaware of until I read it over here. And we'll end with this. Look at this Gemara about Shlomo HaMelech. I wasn't focused on this. Take a look. I don't think it was on the original Rambam Kamos. I think it's Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. Is that correct? Yeah. The last four lines. Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. They wanted to add Shlomo HaMelech Shem No Chelek Olam Habo. Pilei Ploim. You see it? The last eight lines. Bikshu O Limnos Echot. They wanted to add somebody. They should have no Olam Habo. Add him to the list. To Rashi Shlomo. And they're pilpling, he deserves. What's the end of the story? The end of the story is four lines from the bottom. Yotza Baskel V'yomra. What's the pasuk? Hame'imcha yishalmena ki ma'asta ki ato tivchar v'lo oni umayaz atadaber, Hashem says. You're going to choose who goes to Olam Habo. You? Hashem chooses. Aye, but all the Piskei Halacha over here, that's going to be tomorrow's shiur a little bit, just this tension. B'siyata d'shamayim. Okay, we'll stop.